The dispute arose following a Chinese government intervention to block a North Korean attempt to register certain Goguryeo tomb sites with UNESCO as World Heritage Sites. North Korea, heavily dependent on China, chose not to publicize the issue. But South Korean scholars, backed eventually by their government, had no such inhibitions. Separate Chinese and North Korean proposals for the registration of their respective groups of tombs as World Heritage Sites succeeded in June 2004. Unified Korea. In 668 CE, Shilla succeeded in uniting most of the peninsula, thus helping to create a sense of identity among the peoples on the Korean peninsula that was separate and distinct from that of the Chinese to the north. Shilla's capital was at Gyeongju, in the southeast of the peninsula, where there were still splendid archaeological remains to testify to its cultural richness. It was also during this period that Buddhism, also introduced from China, truly flourished in the peninsula. At the same time, the Koreans were absorbing Confucian teachings from China. Shilla was succeeded by Koryo, 918 to 1392, from which, through China, the West learned the name Korea. Under the Koryo dynasty, whose capital was at Kaesong, now in North Korea, Buddhism became the religion of the court and the aristocracy. Also during this period, Korea made many advances in military science, especially in the use of rockets and other explosives, and began the development of printing. Raids by Chinese bandits and Japanese pirates in the late 14th century increased the importance of the military, which for a time dominated government. But following disputes over how to react to dynastic changes in China that saw the overthrow of the Mongol dynasty by the Ming, one general, Yi Songye, staged a coup d'état and proclaimed himself king of a new Chosun dynasty in 1392. The Chosun, or Yi dynasty, ruled Korea until 1910. The capital was moved from Kaesong to Hanyang, modern Seoul, which became and remained the economic, social, and political centre of the country until the division of the 1940s. It then became the capital of South Korea, but remained formally the capital of the North, also until 1972. Under the Yi, Buddhism fell from favour, to be replaced by Confucianism, also imported from China. This new philosophy, with its strong emphasis on social order and education, came to dominate most aspects of Korean life, and its influence can still be traced today. Buddhism never vanished entirely from the scene. In theory, the monks were banished from the cities into remote mountain areas. Even today, most of South Korea's major Buddhist temples are to be found in hills and remote valleys, though the expansion of the cities has brought others back into urban areas. Many kings, even those who persecuted Buddhists,